मनवंच मनवो वयम तव निदेश कारिण दिग्विजयेन देव परिभूत सेतव भवता खरत्स उपसंहृत प्रभो करवाम ते किमनुसाधि किंकरान। ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। ऑल द मनुस ऑफर देयर प्रेयर्स एज फॉलोज। As your order carriers, O Lord, we, the Manus, are the lawgivers for human society, but because of the temporary supremacy of this great demon, Hiranyakashipu, our laws for maintaining Varnashrama Dharma were destroyed. O Lord, now that you have killed this great demon, we are in our normal condition. Kindly order us, your eternal servants, what to do now. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In many places in Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Lord Krishna refers to the Varnashrama Dharma of four Varnas and four Ashramas. He teaches people about this Varnashrama Dharma so that all of human society can live peacefully by absorbing the principles for the four social divisions and four spiritual divisions, varna and ashrama, and thus make advancement in spiritual knowledge. The Manus compiled the Manu Sanghita. The word Sanghita means Vedic knowledge, and Manu indicates that this knowledge is given by Manu. The Manus are sometimes incarnations of the Supreme Lord, sometimes empowered living entities. Formerly, many long years ago, Lord Krishna instructed the Sun God. The Manus are generally sons of Sun God. Therefore, while speaking to Arjuna about the importance of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, Imam Vivasvati Yogam Pruktavan Aham Abhyam Vibhaswana Manave Praha. This instruction was given to Vibhaswana, the Sangha, who in turn instructed his son Manu. Manu gave the law known as Manu Sanghita, which is full of direction based on Varna and Ashrama concerning how to live as a human being. These are very scientific ways of life. But under the rules of demons like Hiranyakashipu, human society breaks all these systems of law and order and gradually becomes lower and lower. Thus, there is no peace in the world. The conclusion is that if we want real peace and order in the human society, we must follow the principles laid down by the Manu Sanghita and conform by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. When that great demon, Hiranyakashipu, appeared by Nrisimhadev, all were happy. Inhabitants of all the planets, planetary systems, including this planet, are all happy. So individually, now they are offering their prayers. Then I will say, Nrisimhadev. Here, prayers of Manus are given. Manus are lawgivers for human society. And they say that by the temporary supremacy of this great demon Hiranyakashipu, the laws of maintaining Varnashrama Dharma were destroyed. Now, when this demon was killed, so the a normal condition and they are seeking instruction from the Lord Hiranyakashipu. To do what to do now. We have, as Prabhupada Maharaj said in his purport, that we have descriptions in Bhagavad Gita about Vannasam Dharma. As this important quotation is there, imam vivasati yugam proktavana humapyam vivasvana mano viprapa mano ikhakude abravitevam parampara prapa. Here Krishna says, this instruction was given to Vibhaswana, the son God, who in turn instructed his son Manu. There are many Manus. In Shastra it is said, there are 14 Manus in one day of Brahma. 14 Manus come in one day of Brahma. Do you know their names? You don't know? Number one, Swayambhuva Manu. Number two, Swaruchisha. Number three, Uttama. Number four, Tamasa. Number five, Raivata. Number six, Chakyusa. Number seven, Vaibhasvata. Now Vaibhasvata Manu is ruling. Number eight, Savarni. Number nine, Dakshasavarni. Number ten, Brahmasavarni. Number 11, Dharmasavarni. Number 12, Rudrasavarni. Number 13, Devasavarni. Number 14, Indrasavarni. It's 14 manas. They come during one day of Brahma. Now, Vaibhasvata Manu is there. Creation of, at the time of creation, this material manifestation, Swayambhuva Manu was there. Seven manas. Seventh manu is Swayambhuva Manu. I mean, Vaibhasvata Manu. First manu is Swayambhuva Manu. Then seven manas will come successively. There are two things here. One, 14 manas, and there are also manantara avatars. Understand? The incarnation, one of the incarnation of the Supreme Lord is manantara avatar. Those manantara avatars are also 14 in number. 14 manas and 14 manantara avatars. As it is said here, Prabhupada Maharaj said, manas are sometimes incarnations of the Supreme Lord and sometimes empowered holy entity. That is Satyavesha avatar. So those manantara avatar, manantara incarnation, they are also 14 in number. You know their name?
You don't know.
Their names are Jagya, Jivu, Satyasena, Hari, Vaikuntha, Ajita, Vamana, Sarvabhauma, Rushava, Vishwakasena, Dharmasetu, Sudhama, Yogeshwar, Bhurvan. 14 manantara avatars. You understand? 14 manas and 14 manantara avatars. Two things are there. You understand? Sometimes there is some confusion about this. Manantara avatar and manas. You understand? But the Vaishnavas, they know this tattva very well. They are not confused. But those who are not Vaishnavas, and being Vaishnavas also, those who don't know this tattva clearly, they are confused. So, Prabhupada Maharaj here gives only hint. Sometimes incarnations of the Supreme Lord and sometimes power. This Manvantara avatar is incarnation. And empowered living entities also in incarnations. Empowered incarnation. Satyavet avatar. As Brahma is also Satyaveshavatar, Narada Satyaveshavatar, Kumara Satyaveshavatar, so many Satyaveshavatars are there, empowering community. Prithu was Satyaveshavatar, so many, many Satyaveshavatars. So these manas are also Satyaveshavatars. Manantara avatar, say. So here mostly this manas offer their prayers, not manantara avatar. You understand? These manas are the law givers of the human society. The descendants of Manu are known as what? Are you descendant of Manu? Isn't it? The descendants of Manu are known as Manava, human beings in English, Manava. From the word Manu, this word Manava is power. You understand? So Manavas means human beings are descendants of Manu. You understand? So Manus give law for the human society. That is written in Manu Samhita. It is stated. And all human beings in human society should abide by these laws given by Manus in Manu Samhita. If they follow these laws in their life, then the society will be peaceful and they will make advancement in spiritual path. Now there are no peace in the society because these laws are not being followed. So during the reign of Hiranyakashipu, the Manus say that those laws were not followed because of the temporary supremacy of the great demon Hiranyakashipu. Our laws were not followed. So there was unrest, no peace. There are disturbances. So now we find such disturbances, no peace, unrest, everything. Because now the government is demoniac government, like Hiranyakashipu's government, ruling. In that yuga, in that satya yuga, this is satya yuga. one great demon that Hiranyakashipu was there, or his brother Hiranyaksha was there. But there are now many such demons in this Kali Yuga. You understand? Though they are not as powerful as these demons, still they are demons. Isn't it? So they are not following these rules. And their government is now established. Democracy, democratic government. So, these rules laid down in Manusangita are not followed. So there are no peace and prosperity in human society. The unrest just bounces. And this is quite natural in Kali Yuga also. That's in Srimad Bhagavatam it is stated, Prayan Arpayusa Karavasmin Yuge Jana. Manda?
Manda, Samanda, Manda, Manda, Adhiri Upadjuta.
Upadjuta. Manda, Samanda, Matayo. Manda, Bhagyahi, Upadjuta. Upadjuta means just once. You understand? In Kali Yuga. The span of life, Arpayusha, the span of life is short. You understand? Because of sinful activity. All are engaged in sinful activity during this age. Nobody is following laws laid down in Manusangita. You understand? Therefore, Arpayusha. Prayana alpayusa kalapasmin yuge jana. Mandas manda matayo manda bhagya. Everything bad. Isn't it? Intelligence is bad. Activities are bad. And manda bhagya. Bad bhagya. And disturbance, upadruta. Many kinds of disturbances. Isn't it? But here Manus offering prayer said, O Lord, now you have cured this great demon. We are in our normal condition. Your eternal servant order us what to do. You understand? When that Hiranyakashipu was cured, everything came to order. So again peace will be there. Manus, the laws of Manus will be again followed. So there will be peace and prosperity in human survival. So now we pray for that supreme law. Wishing that to come down now, kill this Hiranyakashipu demons now, are rolling in the world. You understand? Destroying the peace and prosperity of the human society. Now the monos must be praying to the Supreme Lord, please come down now, or rather not be followed. Isn't it? They must be prayed. And we being the descendants of Manu must also pray. We are also disturbed. We must be disturbed. Isn't it? So, Supreme Lord Krishna is very, very kind. He must make some arrangement. You understand? But one way is there. Krishna has already given. 500 years ago, Srimad Mahaprabhu came. Krishna as Srimad Mahaprabhu, Nandi Parinipa. Mahaprabhu is Nandi Parinipa. Understand? Came. And he gave this Yuga Dharma for Kali Yuga. His name Sankirtan. You understand? Those who follow the principles of Sriman Mahaprabhu, four regulative principles, no fish eating, meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, and no intoxication. These are the places of calling, sinful activity, four pillars of sinful activity. Those who follow, strictly follow these four regulative principles in the life, accept a bona fide spiritual master who come under the district succession of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the Vaishnava, and under his guidance chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. He will not be influenced by God. He is in satya jiva. You understand? Because there is no place of God. Parikshit Maharaj gave places to God. These four places are, then fifth one. Mahaprabhu bolted those doors. No fish eating, meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication. Very good. You understand? So Kali found, oh, Mahaprabhu killed me. What shall I do? It's mine is, I am the ruler. Kali is the ruler in Kali Yuga. The rulers, they are the Kali Chela. You know? They are the disciples of Kali. They are ruling now, Kali Chela. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings. Matha me shikha. Gala. Gala. Na, tilak matha. Gala me mala, hap me dhola. A Kali Chela. You see, he accepted his head, and Sikha is there, mouth continuing to neck, and chanting beads, mala. Kali Chela, understand, disciple of Kali. That means Kali assumed, Kali put on the dress of a boy. Just fresh, not following the principles of Vaishnava, only putting on dress. Because Kali saw that I would have no place at all, I am killed. Unless I enter into this system of Mahaprabhu, I won't survive. I cannot survive. So he did it. He just put on the garb of it. Dress of a Vaishnava, but not didn't, but doesn't follow the principles. It's called Chela. Do you understand? And after the disappearance of Sriman Mahaprabhu, these Kali Chelas have grown up immensely. There are 30 Opsham Pradas, Aul, Baul, Kaul, Tadya, Gauranga, Nagari, Sati, Veki, Chuda, Dari, Sati, Bodhi, Smarto, Jati, Gosai, all these 13, they are known as Vaishnavas, but they are called as Chelas, as deceptions. They never follow these regulative principles, break down the drink, tea, chupan, smoke, and do illicit sex. You understand? They say, oh, I am Krishna, you are Radha. Now we'll do prem, love. Radha Krishna prem. You understand? Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written that nice song about this. Be aware of these calling tellers. Who? Is imposed us. You understand? Be aware. Rampant now. Oh, they are now rampant. And many people are attracted to such things. What is this? They are praying their own name, chanting name. Nidai Gaur Radhisya Mari Krishna. So many names are there. And they say also, oh, Mahaprabhu was so kind. Mahabhadanya avatar, Mahana udartyo, Mahan karunya. This Mahaprabhu was very kind, very broad-hearted. He was not so strict. Magur maachar jol duboti srira kol beta koriya haryabo. Pardon all these things. Discipline, no visiting, no meeting, no intoxication, no gambling, no wife. Mahaprabhu never done so. He has never given such things. You eat fish and meat, magur maachar jol. One kind of fish, magur maachar. Duboti srira kol. Oh, embrace young woman, devotee stri. Huh? That or your? That's all right. Mainstream, this is it. So many people, oh, yes, this is very nice. Why so much strict discipline? This is very nice. This is Vaishnava. All right, we'll become Vaishnava. You understand? These are imposters. These imposters are now rampant in the society. They are sahajiyas. This is Kali's work. Kali has put on this garb of Vaishnava and told of this thing. So, in Vaishnava society, we also find there are quarrels. Dissensions. Why such things? Because Kali has entered. So factions are there, wars are there. No question of war. Because Kali has entered. So these things are there. How Kali? So-called Vaishnavas. They pose themselves as Vaishnavas. But inwardly, they are not following the principle of Vaishnavism. They are breaking it. Therefore, God has entered. It's a nice song, it's written by Bhaktivinoda Thakura.
It's a very nice song.
ભક્તિનો ઠાકુર જોઈ લે માથા નેડા કોપની પર સભે કોપિન ઉતન કોપિન તિલક નાકે તિલક નાકે કોલાય માલા એ તો એક કોરી છેલા દેખતે વૈષ્ણવર મો લુકિંગ લાઈક એ વૈષ્ણવ ડ્રેસ ઇઝ લાઈક ધેટ ઓસલ સાક્ત કાજર બટ ઇઝ સાક્ત વર્શિપર ઓફ શક્તિ દુર્ગા યુ અન્ડરસ્ટેન્ડ સહજ ભોજન કરછેન માં સંગે લોય પરેર બાલા સહજ યસ યુ અન્ડરસ્ટેન્ડ નો સ્ટ્રિક્ટ પ્રિન્સિપલ્સ ઓફ સર્વિસ નોટ નો સ્ટ્રિક્ટ પ્રિન્સિપલ્સ
પરે સંગે લોય પરેર બાલા
અનધર સ્વાઈફ ટેકિંગ વિથ હિમ ડુઇંગ ચેન્ટિંગ આઉ આઈ એમ કૃષ્ણ યુ આર રાવણ
સખી ભાવે ભજન તારે નિજ હોય નંદલાલા
આઈ એમ નંદલાલા એન્ડ સન ઓફ નંદ મહારાજ કૃષ્ણ યુ આર ગોપી સખી રાધા ઓલ રાઈટ વી ડુ ભજન ધીસ ઇઝ વોટ્સ યુ અન્ડરસ્ટેન્ડ
નવરસિક આપને માની ખાછે ના આબર મનકલા
યુ અન્ડરસ્ટેન્ડ મનકલા યુ નો કલા ઇઝ લાઈક પ્લાન્ટેડ banana ha
khachan mun kala that means
is eating that right banana in meditation in the mind not in actually that's it mun kala
jakant ne mane mane dilika laddu khauchu nahi kan in odia vishe mane mane dilika laddu in bengali they say khachan mun kala
they say in bengali You understand? This is a very nice song. I like this. Enough for you. No, I think you are not too.
Tell me, I have jaundice.
You have jaundice and the previous is also there. Copy?
It's going to take a long time.
Yes. Taking some medicine or
no?
No. No medicine. And what?
I'll see some doctors.
I'll see them.
Yeah.
What they do there?
Give us a practice for a long period of time. To
breathing exercise.
Exercise and diet.
Breathing exercise. Huh? Are you doing that? Minimum.
Minimum.
Answer.
I have one question. You were mentioning about the manus, their functions. What was the function of the manu avatars? Function. What in the human society?
Manantar avatar. Manus are lawgivers.
Right.
That is said. Then some 14 manus come one day of Brahma and 14 manantaras also. Then same. They are the incarnations of Lord manantaras. Then same. Under their role, manus work. Then same.
They are always present?
They are always present. Manantara vata. You understand? Fully?
Mana Avatar right now? Who's present Mana Avatar?
Seventh, you see?
Seventh.
Seventh Mana? Is it now? Vaivaswata Mana? Seventh.
Bharachisho.
Then same. Because manus will work under day. They are masters of manus. Then same. When there's change
doing of one manu changes and another manu comes. There is one certain type of pralaya, annihilation. During that annihilation pralaya, neither planets destroy. Not the sub planet. Below this. You understand? Destroy. So, these are all systems. Large system, governmental system. Large system. Its creator. He has made these systems. If you follow this, then will be peace, lead a peaceful life and prosperity will be there. Otherwise, we can't expect such things.
I still remember reading this in detail in Prabhupada's books. I don't recall reading anything about this detail in Srila Prabhupada's books.
Yes.
Manvantara Avatars.
Yes, in Vaishnava Shastra it is given. You can find it. It's Vaishnava philosophy. You understand? So, how many days will you stay?
Stay here till the Rabbi returns.
It's written that, right? Up to 30.
Maybe 40.
Very few days. Go back.
Did you receive my letter?
Yes, I received your letter. Your question on Lord Shiva.
We can talk sometime. Later.
Yes. That's a light. Shiva Tattva is a special Tattva. Because Shiva is Ishvara, but not Supreme Ishvara. The sovereignty Ishvara. Isn't it? Is something better than Brahma. You understand? Brahma is also Ishvara. But Shiva is a better Ishvara than Brahma. You understand? This Ishvarattva is more in Shiva than Brahma. This difference.
Is Jiva type for that?
Yes, Bibhinansa Vata. There are two types, Swansa, Bibhinansa. Swansa, Vishnu Tattva. You understand? Plenary portions. And other is differentiated parts. Bibhinansa, we say in Sanskrit. Differentiated parts. So, Brahma, Shiva, all came come under this differentiated parts. And Jiva also come. So, Shiva is not actually Jiva Tattva. Because ordinary Jiva has 50 qualities. You understand? But Brahma, Shiva, superior demigod have 55 qualities. 5 more qualities. There is some difference between Brahma and Shiva. Brahma has 55 qualities, Shiva has 55 qualities. Do you understand? The 50 qualities in Jiva, those are fragment and seek, partial, they are much more there in Brahma and Shiva. And those 5 qualities in Brahma and in Shiva also, the portion, the 5 qualities, in what portion they are in Brahma, there are more portions in Shiva. This is difference. You understand?
Can ordinary living entity take the post of Shiva?
You see, ordinary living entity cannot unless he has some special qualities. That is stated. So Dharma Nishtas, I quoted that verse from Bhagavad. Sharam Nishta Sudan Puman Viranchitam iti Tatparam Puman. Shiva says himself. will become Brahma. They have differentiated parts. They are not ordinary jivas. They are special type. You understand? They are not sponsors. Plenary portions. They are differentiated parts, but special. Superior to ordinary jiva. You understand? There are two categories. One sponsor, one is divinant. Plenary portion and differentiated parts. The plenary portion all Vishnu tattvas. And this Brahma, Shiva, they are not Vishnu tattvas. They are differentiated parts. You understand? But not ordinary jivas. 55 qualities, more 5 qualities are there. And Shiva is superior to Brahma. Those 5 qualities are proportionately in greater proportion than that of Brahma. So Shiva tattva is a special tattva.
There's only one Shiva or many different living entities?
No, in all millennia.
Same personality?
No.
Different.
Millennium is changes. You understand? That Shivaji has said, Vibhudha kalatvaye Sarvamanishta sarvanikuma viranchitamiti tatparahi man Kintu Vaishnava Bhagavatata Vaishnavam Jatham Vibhudha kalatvaye. He says, Shiva says, aham, myself, Vibhudha, Deminga. We are, our time of survival is one kalpa. After the end of kalpa, we are not there. Another creation will come. You understand? So again, Shiva will appear, and Brahma will appear. You understand? Krishna will empower some external jiva as Brahma. You know, Brahma Sangita is Brahma and Shiva, Shiva Tattva, Brahma Tattva. And Shiva will appear. That means Shiva, as we say, Dugdha Jena Ambo Joge, Dadhirupa Hoy, Dugdhantara Vastuna Hoy, Dugdha Huite Nare. That verse is also there. Brahma Sangita. Dhira Kiram Jatha Dadivikara Vishesha Joga Sanjayate Nahita Taputagasti. So, Samupaiti Karja Govindam Adi Purusham Tamambhagami. That verse is there. You understand? Kira is, milk is like Vishnu. But the Jogrut, car, is not different from milk, but not milk. Some mixing is there. This is Shiva. You understand? If you can understand the difference between milk and Jogrut, then you can understand the difference between Vishnu and Shiva. You understand? So, Shiva Tattva is special tattva. But category is differential part, not sponsor. You understand?
I was quoting the Bhagavatam. Prabhupada was saying that Durga and Shiva have eternal relationship. If it's only a temporary post and some other living entity takes position of Shiva, how is that eternal relationship?
Jiva, is Jiva not eternal relationship?
With the consort, internal consort.
They are eternal consorts, yes. Shiva and Parvati. Yes.
So that living entity who's in post Shiva is eternally Shiva? He only stays Shiva. But there are many Shivas.
In many inverses, many Shivas.
Different Shivas, but they're all eternal personalities.
Eternal personalities, yes. And Durga and Shiva are eternal consorts. Yes. You understand? Special thought. And they are categories in different parts, not sponsors. Then stand. That is specific, very clearly stated. We renounce our love, not Swami. But not ordinary we renounce. Special category. You understand? Special category. All right. You come back. Krishna Shira has written later. He's coming.
Where is he coming from?
Kartik.
Oh,
he has written about you.
He has listened to your tapes.
From Nuhari. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, he has written that.
He's nice to know.
Yeah.
I hope it was good.
Yesterday I received his letter.